Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about the effectiveness of lower back pain treatments. Buckle up, because this is a painful topic. Get it?
Oh, I see what you did there. But seriously, this is important. What's the main takeaway from the study?
Well, the study analyzed a whopping 301 randomized trials, covering 56 different non-invasive treatments, and the results are underwhelming. It turns out, most treatments aren't that effective.
Wow, that's surprising. So what does work?
For acute pain, NSAIDs like ibuprofen and aspirin seem to be the winners, but for chronic pain, it is a bit more nebulous. Exercise, spinal manipulation, taping, antidepressants, and warming creams showed some promise.
Some promise, you say? How much are we talking here?
Think single-digit reductions on a 0 to 100 pain scale. Like, exercise reduced pain by an average of 7.9 points. Clinically speaking, that's barely a blip on the radar.
So if my pain is a 7 out of 10, I might get down to a 6.3. That's discouraging.
Exactly, it is. One expert even called it marginally clinically effective, which is a polite way of saying not really effective.
But what about all those other treatments? Acupuncture, massage, cannabinoids, things people swear by.
Yeah, about that. The evidence for those is basically inconclusive. The study just couldn't say for sure whether they work or not.
So, are you saying they don't work?
Not necessarily. The study has limitations. Pooling data from different studies can muddy the waters. A strong positive result from one study might get lost in the noise of others.
I see, interesting. But if some treatments, like heat or massage, showed a 20-point reduction in some cases, why is the evidence still inconclusive?
Likely due to the small sample sizes in some studies. But as one expert mentioned, things like heat are cheap, accessible, and mostly harmless. So even if it's not 100% evidence-based, it might be worth considering. I do it sometimes, and I feel it helps. What about you?
I sometimes do apply some heat as well. Got it. So where does this leave us? Are we doomed to a life of back pain?
Not necessarily. The study highlights areas for future research. It tells us what might work and what probably doesn't. That's valuable information. It also confirms that while some relief is possible, managing expectations is key. And remember, exercise, even if it doesn't completely eliminate pain, can improve strength, mobility, and mood, all important factors in living with chronic pain.
That's a good point. So this study is less about shutting down options and more about refining our approach.
Precisely. And with that, we wrap up our discussion on this back-breaking topic. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.